Terry, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome to the show. This, the start to the season that the Twins have had, and I know every general manager is an optimist, but I'm going to ask you, did you see this coming when you came out of spring training?
We felt pretty good coming out of there until we hit Detroit. And they pummeled us. So it was a horrible week. Our first week was embarrassing. We did find our way here. We felt decent coming out. Of course, Santana, Irvin Santana was suspended because of the PED test, and that put a little bit of a crimp into what we were trying to do, but we got over that, and we played good baseball. We thought we were going to be okay, but I'm not so sure that any of us predicted this, but we're going to take this. We're doing well right now.
Terry, how much of this comes down to Paul Molitor's influence in this team?
I think a lot. You know, there's a lot of people that are influencing this team, and he's one of them, our pitching coach, Torrey Hunter, coming over or coming back. He's been good. I guess for the most part, it's been a group effort here. We've had a lot of good things happen. Our team defense is better, but Paul leading this thing, you got to give credit where credit's due, and you know he's one of the few new people that are involved here, so he has a huge impact on this franchise and this club.
Terry, the one thing that Toronto's been talking about, we've been talking about all season, is the bullpen. Noticing your bullpen, Glenn Perkins leads baseball with 18 saves. That means your team's winning close games, and Glenn Perkins has gotten off to a great start. How huge has he been for your team this year?
Yeah, he's been like that for the last number of years. He's been a very reliable closer for this organization. He throws the ball over the plate. He's not afraid. He's got a pretty good breaking ball. He gets lefties and righties out with consistency. So he's been about as advertised. He was an all-star last year, and he's getting the job done this year.
Terry, we see a lot of guys, especially closers, guys at the back end of the bullpen. They have good years, bad years, good years, bad years. Some of them, they're almost like comets. They pass through the galaxy, you know, they have great years and then they're gone. What is the secret to Perkins, to that consistency?
Well, his health has been good. He's been available. We shut him down for a couple weeks last September with his shoulder was barking at him, but he's been good for the most part over the last 4 years or so. And the main thing, he's got stuff, but he also knows where it's going. He just doesn't fling it up there. He's got a pretty good idea of what he wants to do with the ball. He's got pretty good power and velocity on his slider, which really does negate lefties. And he's one of those guys that if somebody gets a hit or somebody gets on base, it doesn't bother him much. He's very unflappable, so that's a pretty good combination for a guy that closes games.
Terry, Joe Mauer's one of the most consistent hitters in the big leagues, has been for a couple of years now, but we're not seeing that home run power that we saw in 2009. Can you put your finger on why that is?
Yeah, he doesn't have a home run swing. He did that in the Metrodome, which is much more conducive to hitting home runs than Target Field. He's not going to hit for much power. I don't think there's any reason to believe that's going to change. He's a line drive doubles type hitter, and that's where he should probably end up making an impact on this lineup. He's hitting third, and he can hit the gaps, and he can drive baseballs, but it's not going to go over the fence much. He had 1 year, which was probably an aberration, and part of it was because of the Metrodome.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that one of the things Paul has talked about is maybe jumping on the first pitch fastball a little more often and maybe pulling the ball, but you're sort of suggesting that. And we see this a lot, don't we, Terry, with guys? You look at a guy's size, you go, well, to be effective, he's got to be a home run hitter. There's the old story. Doubles are, in some ways, doubles are a nice, they're a nice trade-off, aren't they? If you're a hitter and you finish the year with a lot of doubles in the right ballpark, you are happy.
I would say that's correct. And I don't think anybody, if Joe was still catching, no one would talk too much about that power, but he's playing a first base, and that's a power-oriented position. And consequently, he gets a little criticism about not hitting the ball over the fence. He has power, don't get me wrong. He showed that in Pittsburgh last week when he went up to the second deck in right field. But it's not going to be one of those things that's going to happen all that often. But this guy can hit, and he drives in the runs that are gettable, and he uses the gaps. And obviously, some of this shifting business is taken a hold with him as well, so he's had some hits taken away from him with the analytics and so forth, but nonetheless he's basically in the prime of his career and he's doing a nice job here. But you know, with the money that he makes and so forth, he's always going to be up for ridicule.
Does he, as a person, has he accepted that he is what he is as a player, the way you've talked about it? Do you get that sense that he's accepted it?
He's an on-base guy. So there's no question. He's not going to have a huge slugging percentage, but he is a guy that gets on, whether it's through a walk or the base hit, certainly. And his on-base percentage is always going to be high, and his ability to put the ball in play and use the field, all that stuff. I think he knows who he is. I know that he'd like to certainly drive in runs, that's for sure. But I don't think that he ever thought of himself as being a home run guy, and ultimately that's fact. He's just not going to be that type of hitter.
In conversation with Terry Ryan, general manager of the Minnesota Twins, when I think of the Twins and I think of the Metrodome, I think of that great outfield you guys had towards the end of the tenure at the Metrodome. And one of the things about your organization that so many people talk about is not only are you in first place now, not only are you playing a good style of baseball, but you've got some young guys. Like this is a foundation that you guys should be able to build on fairly quickly. How about your minor league system, Terry? Are you at the point right now where if this continues that you might look at sacrificing some of those prospects for the present, or are you very much still focused on adding and building for the future?
Well, we got a pretty good combination here. We got some young guys that are already here, but we also have some high ceiling guys that are on the way. And I think we'll let those guys mature and develop as they dictate, and as they get better, we'll move them along. But right now, with Hicks and Rosario and Hunter out there in the outfield, two of those guys are rather young. And, of course, Torrey's an awfully good mentor and is playing at a high level right now. So we've got a good situation. I'd like to tell you that Buxton's just a few months away, but, you know, it's going to take him a little while to get his feet on the ground. He missed most of last year, but he's a high-ceiling guy, and Arcia's still, he's on the DL right now. We got hopes that he'll be fine. So we've got a little bit more depth, and it looks like we should be able to sustain some of this. Obviously, not all these prospects hit, but, you know, Sano's down there and Barrios is down there. We've got right now our farm system's very healthy.